That which comes next. Technologies developed in partnership with the blind. The chief executive officer of the Humanware Company from Montreal. We are working with Humanware, and we have some great technology to show for it. Here is Gilles Pépin.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much. Good morning, NFB.
Good morning.
And happy 4th of July to all of you. I'd just like to start by saying that when I see kids like Lauren using a Braille note to write and deliver a speech as she did, I don't need it to be paid. This is my reward. That's great. What a great convention again this year. I'm always impressed to see the atmosphere of this convention. There is excitement everywhere. Committees are working hard. Experts, colleagues, and friends are sharing knowledge. And most importantly, we can notice a clear joie de vivre, as we say in French. You've got a great federation. Thank you very much, Dr. Maurer, for inviting me again this year. This is the fifth year that I have the honor and the privilege to have a few minutes to talk to you. And I would like to believe that Dr. Maurer is inviting me again this year because he believes and he knows that we once again have great news to share with you. And indeed we do. Before I go, let me tell you what I think about the partnership we have with your federation. As you know, Humanware has been a title sponsor for the last 3 years for this convention. Yeah. We really value this partnership. This is very important to us. And because of that, I am pleased to announce today that we have decided to renew our agreement with NFB for yet another 3 years as title sponsorship. We want this partnership to be a long-lasting one, and we'll put every effort behind it. And during this presentation, I will tell you how it has been a mutually beneficial partnership, how we have created better products by including blind people and NFB experts in the design, the development, and the testing of our products. Last year, right here at this convention, we introduced a revolutionary product, so revolutionary that 10,000 of you have decided to buy a Victor Reader Stream. In fact, 10,000 of you have liked the power, the versatility, and the great portability of the Stream. 10,000 of you just love the look and feel of the product. And at $329, 10,000 of you have cracked for its affordable price. And you know what? More than 3,000 of you, Stream users, have jumped on the opportunity to read NLS books with your Stream. What an incredible book download service from NLS. You just choose your book you want to read, you download it on the Stream, and it's ready to play. I just wanted to let you know that this is the most advanced digital talking book service worldwide. And I'd like to congratulate NLS and Mr. Silky for putting together such a great service. In the last 10 months, we have received and compiled your comments about the Stream. It has been extremely rewarding for all of our team hearing what you had to say about this great new product. I would like to quote a few examples of the comments we received. The first one reads as follows. The Victor Reader Stream is the most amazing piece of technology I currently own, and I use a lot of adaptive technology. This product is the product of the decade. Or the second one, just listen to what this lady had to say. She said, I can't get the attention of my husband anymore now that he is always listening to his Stream. Or this other one. Man, I just love my stream. I want to thank HumanWare's technician for inventing such an awesome machine. It's hard to put into words how I feel. It's so very portable, and it does so many things for me. And the next one from, in fact, one of the speakers at the convention that this year, he said, it is not common in our industry that a product be as feature-rich and at a great price point. However, HumanWare has accomplished this with the stream. Another well-known blind technology person said, I love my stream, and it travels with me wherever I go. I listen to tunes while working out at the gym, as well as listen to NLS and Bookshare books whenever convenient. Its affordable price, small size, and robust features makes it a must-have for anyone with visual impairment. Or my favorite quote, which is, it's one of the most impressive, well-planned, and well-working pieces of equipment I have seen, and we're just at the beginning of its potential. I use my stream to read while commuting to and from work, and also for note-taking at work. I even use it at music jam sessions to record music. Thanks again for a superb product. Please pass my kudos along to the right people. And it goes on and on like this, and I can tell you that, again, that's the kind of remark that keeps us going and bringing new innovation to this community. And, you know, the secret of the success of the stream, and that's the subject of my speech today, the secret of the stream success is easy to understand. It was designed, developed, and tested, involving blind people every step of the way. It looks like a very simple recipe, but it has been a very efficient one for us working with NFB doing that. The stream is a great example of a product that has been developed in partnership with the blind, and let me explain how it worked. First, I have to mention that the product manager behind the stream is a blind fellow by the name of Jerry Chevalier. Jerry, yeah, he's well known also. Jerry is an audio user, and he designed the stream passionately as if it was, for his own use, and it is indeed. And Jerry, as all of you, just loves his stream. Whenever he goes, he carries that all the time with him. The stream is the first product we have developed in close collaboration with NFB. Ann Taylor and other NFB workers and members were involved right from the beginning of the project more than 2 years ago. The design team included a number of blind HumanWare and NFB employees. I was also part of it, and it was just great to hear the passionate discussions about how this product should be designed. The second phase that we had to go through is called the usability study. This is where we test the concepts with users. A first prototype was shown to the NFB Technology R&D Committee, chaired by Curtis Chong, who gave us great feedback. In the usability study, process was developed by Jeff Witt and conducted at the Jernigan Institute, involving a total of more than 100 users. Through this process, we learned a lot of important things and smaller details that are equally important to the development and to the success of such a product. And finally, the product was beta tested with about 30 users, and again, we were able to improve the product from there. In the last 10 months, we also have received from you guys more than 1,000 improvement or additional features suggestions. And we did listen. Over that period, we have upgraded the stream 3 times, which included new features like access to audible.com. And you know what? About 23%, about 1 out of 4 stream users have been using this commercial service to download books. We also have improved the music playback features. We've added some advanced podcast features, and we're providing a new software called the PC Stream Companion, which makes it easier to download and transfer content to your stream. And now, and we now support new reading material formats, including the very popular BRF format to be able to translate on the fly grade 2 Braille into speech. And that is great. So looking at the success of the stream, let me ask you one question. Do you believe the stream demonstrates what can be achieved if technology manufacturers listen to and partner with the blind community? At HumanWare, we certainly agree with this. It's a win-win for everyone. And I can assure you, there is more to come. Now, let me talk a little bit about what we've done in the last 12 months. It's been a very busy and exciting year at HumanWare. And let me start by telling you that HumanWare is celebrating this year its 20th anniversary. Thank you. It's been 20 years of innovation, 20 years of dedication, 20 years of hard work of a great team of employees, and 20 years of success. But most importantly for us, 20 years being rewarded by seeing our product being used by blind people to be more competitive, develop their full potential, and enjoy a fuller life. And we're proud of that. Over these 20 years, HumanWare has brought life-changing products and technologies, and I'm extremely proud to have been part of the team who brought all of these innovative products to the community. More recently, in the past 12 months, we have introduced no less than 7 new products. That's a record at HumanWare. That's a lot of products. Firstly, let me just try to walk you through quickly through these products. Firstly, as we just discussed, obviously we started by the introduction of the Victor Reader Stream, and this was a big one. Secondly, last October, we finalized the design of the new NLS Digital Talking Book Player. This has been more than 3 years of hard work in close collaboration with NLS, NFB, and other partners. As Mr. Siki announced earlier today, these players will start to be available late 2008 or early 2009. And as I said before, many of you have already started reading the new books with their stream. But I would like you to know that we will come up with other players in collaboration with NFB again, which will offer different functionalities compared to the free NLS player. In our view, having more choices is always better for customers. Thirdly, in January, we introduced the Classmate, which is a product intended for learning disabled kids. Not really an important product for this group of people, but let me tell you that what we've been doing with the Classmate, we've been leveraging the technologies we've developed for blind people and for developing reading skills. And we will benefit in the blindness community from this development by reducing the price because we just develop our market to bigger volumes, so we will be able to reduce the price of our other products. So this is what HumanWare is trying to achieve also by bringing products and leveraging the technologies that we develop in other markets. And fourthly, fifthly, and sixthly, I didn't even know that these were valid words in English, but I've looked into the dictionary and it seems to be right. So fourthly, fifthly, and sixthly, we introduced 3 new low vision products: the SmartView Graduate, which is a distance viewing CCTV for students, the SmartView Pocket, and the SmartView Nano, which are NL pocket viewers. So as you can see, HumanWare is all about innovation. And seventhly, here at this convention, we are yet introducing another exciting new product. This new product is called the Trekker Breeze. Breeze, like the cool wind you feel when taking a walk outside. This new product is an addition to our popular line of GPS orientation devices, the Trekker and the BrailleNote GPS, which have been really life-changing products for thousands of our users worldwide. And now, with the Breeze, HumanWare strives to make GPS technology more accessible to a greater number of people. As I was walking with many of you on Wednesday morning during the March of Independence, I could once again observe that blind people are demanding to be independent in their traveling, and GPS is certainly a part of the solution for this problem. But until now, there has been a certain level of complexity associated with GPS. Brenlo GPS and Trekker are products very powerful, but are a little more difficult to use. The Breeze, on the other hand, will be appealing to all of you who demand to be independent in your traveling, but for whom technology is not the center of your life. So let me just tell you a little bit more about this product. Like the other GPS products that we have at Humanware, the Trekker Breeze provides talking GPS directions that help you know where you are going, and what's around you. You probably have found a little tactile card on your seat when coming in to this room this morning, or it's maybe around you, but this is the actual size of the Breeze, and it also, you can feel on it the shape of the product and the buttons that are in raised graphics. So yes, the Breeze is very portable. Compared to the Trekker and the Brenlo GPS, it is an all-in-one product with the speaker and the GPS receiver ready to go in a case which fits in the palm of your hand. With a small number of buttons, which you can feel again on the tactile card, the most important characteristic of the Breeze is that it is easy to use and very intuitive. The Breeze includes all the basic features you need to travel independently. As you walk by, you will receive audible information such as street names, intersections, and landmarks. If you are lost, no problem. You can retrace your steps back to where you were or directly to your home. You can also reach your favorite destinations with turn-by-turn instructions. The Breeze will tell you what's around you, like restaurants, public buildings, shops, parks, and more. We wanted the Breeze to be really accessible for everyone, so we made it portable, we made it easy to use, but most importantly, we made it affordable with a price tag of $8.95. This is almost half the price of any other solution out there. So get a Breeze and get out there. This product will make your traveling enjoyable, easier, and more secure, and it could be a life-changing product for you. Now, let me finish by giving you a few hints about what's coming in the midterm future at Humanware. Okay. You know what? I was realizing that I must be getting older. This is the first year that I have to wear my glasses to see all of you in the audience, but it gives me difficulties reading my speech. So this has been a difficulty. But when I look at all this, if I knew how to read Braille with my fingers, this problem would just go away. So I'm thinking we should extend Braille literacy programs to sighted people as well. But seriously, at Humanware, we are strong believers in Braille literacy. And we are working hard on our flagship product, the Braille Note, which is the center of our Braille literacy efforts. And we have news. And for the celebration of the 200th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille in 2009, we intend to bring to the market the next generation of portable Braille computing. We are fully committed to this market and intend to continue to be the champion of Braille literacy through the use of technology. We are also committed to support our customers who have made sizable investment in this technology, and we will continue to support all of you around that. On the other hand, I am very happy to say that we are extending the use of our Braille Note to a very special group of people, the deafblind community. We will soon be introducing an add-on to the Braille Note called the Deafblind Communicator. This new product allows face-to-face communication, traditional TTY communication, and ever-present text messaging for deafblind people. As you can see, we're really committed to Braille literacy and will continue to do so. Now, regarding the accessibility of the BlackBerry smartphones, you may remember that last year I told you that the resolution you had adopted in 2006 had been heard and that we were working closely with NFB, CNIB, and Research in Motion, the manufacturer of the BlackBerry, to make this product perfectly accessible. I have to report that there were some major difficulties with the supplier of the text-to-speech technology, which resulted in extensive delays. But the good news is that this is behind us now, and the integration of the TTS should be completed this month, and this will allow us to develop the first beta version for early fall and a product shortly thereafter. Again, this is another example of a project which we did in partnership with your federation, and it's been a very successful one. In conclusion, I would just like to say once again that your feedback is important to us. We want to involve as many blind people as we can in the design, the development, and the testing of our products, and I want to say that we will continue to work with NFB to do just that. This is the key to our success. And a small last point before I leave you, in recognition of this great partnership with the Federation, tonight at the banquet we will be giving away 2 Trekker Breeze. So stay tuned. Tonight you could win one of a product that could change your life. So thank you very much for your attention and have a great banquet tonight.